It's Monday, March 10th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Police canines recover drugs and weapons during traffic stops last week. Phil Grassman, appointed to be Rust County's next sheriff. Federal dairy grants dispersed after holdups by Doge. And the Brewers make plans to honor the late, great Bob Uecker. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Two separate traffic stops last week recovered illegal drugs and several dangerous weapons. Rice Lake Police said a canine detected drugs during a traffic stop Thursday evening. In the vehicle, police found methamphetamine, prescription drugs, drug paraphernalia, a riot gas grenade, a loaded pistol, and demolition detonation caps. The driver was also charged with OWI, fifth offense. Early Friday morning, the Rust County Sheriff's Office pulled over a vehicle near Conrath, and a canine detected drugs in that vehicle. Inside, police found a large amount of marijuana, methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a fake pistol. The driver, 50-year-old Patrick Buswell of Holcomb, was also charged with driving with a controlled substance, sixth offense. Rust County's chief deputy has been appointed by the governor to lead the sheriff's office. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers named Phil Grassman as the next sheriff following the retirement of current sheriff Jeffrey Wallace. Wallace retires April 1st, and Grassman will serve the remainder of the term through January 2027. Grassman has more than 20 years' experience in law enforcement and has been the chief deputy since 2015. The Trump administration walks back cuts to a dairy funding program. Bob Haig tells us more.
Dairy farmers and processors in Wisconsin and across the U.S. will receive promised reimbursements under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative grant program. The funding, held up by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, has been released after intervention by groups including the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, which called on members of Congress to release the funds they'd voted to approve. According to a release from the office of 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, the funding was released by the USDA Friday afternoon. The pause to the program had caused uncertainty to 420 grant applicants. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Paying tribute to Mr. Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers will salute longtime broadcaster Bob Uecker at their home opener against the Kansas City Royals. Here is Brewers Chief Operating Officer Marty Ronski.
We're going to have Bob's autograph across the outfield for certain. We are absolutely going to have a moment of silence where we all tip our hats and hearts to Bob and really have that moment to honor him.
Brewers players will also wear a uniform patch honoring Uecker throughout the coming season. A celebration of Uecker's life will take place adjacent to an August game at American Family Field. Uecker died in January at age 90. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.